Yeah, especially if the last chapter was written on the Texas Tower.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The last chapter written. I can just see myself sitting up there. All right, the time is near. Let me set the margin here. Okay. I write the final chapter of my life as I sit here on top of the Texas Tower. I'm looking at my Mini 14 as it leans against the wall, knowing full well all the glory and excitement has come to a close. The champagne, the limos, the laughter all ring fondly in my head as I anticipate this momentous occasion. I wonder what led me to this point. Some will say that I am insane, but yet I feel perfectly in control as I prepare to rendezvous with destiny. I know full well some will criticize this final act as the act of a desperate and sick man who spent his entire broadcast career reaching out for help that never came. I beg, however, to differ in that there are those that will read into a comedic presentation a gleam of truth. I, on the other hand, feel that I've been nuts from the get-go, so all of that is irrelevant. Excuse me, dear reader, while I lean over the side of the building and open up.
Some Semtex. Take a look at this.
I have mixed feelings. As I have begun my crusade to purify the world with lead, but yet somehow I feel vaguely content as I begin my quest for revenge.
Revenge!
I suppose now it's only a matter of time before the door is stormed and I am cut down in a hail of gunfire. Rather than end quite so ingloriously, I think I shall leap off the tower down to the waiting spectators below. It will be a kind of final act of revenge, of comedic proportion, in that my estate will be sued by a local haberdasher because I'm wearing a rented tux. Goodbye.
So who is still typing?